the Go Gopher Podcast with Mike Grimm, episode number 122. I am Mike Grimm, voice of the Golden Gophers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm extremely excited to welcome to this week's episode Gophers senior golfer Ben Warnion of Stillwater and Hill Murray. He's on an absolute hot streak right now for Minnesota. He'll be the first individual golfer for the Gophers to take part in the NCAA Championship Tournament in almost 30 years when he tees it off in California starting on Friday. He's a second-team All-Big Ten pick. He won a regular season tournament in Ohio and took top honors at the NCAA Regional Championship amongst individuals to earn the berth to the Nationals a couple of weeks ago. You'll enjoy hearing from Ben Warnion. Our Go Gopher podcast is presented by alumni-owned Sunbelt Business Advisors and True North Mergers and Acquisitions. If you're a business founder planning to exit your business, you should start by contacting Sunbelt Business Advisors and True North Mergers and Acquisitions. Sunbelt serves more businesses up to $5 million in revenue than anyone, and True North M&A serves companies with revenues up to $150 million. Get a confidential, no-cost, no-obligation business valuation started today. Make the most of your life's work. Visit SunbeltMinnesota.com or TNMA.com today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union is also a big sponsor of our Go Gopher podcast. Life math is complicated, and Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union makes it easier with local financial experts available to help in person or virtually. You can go to affinityplus.org/gogophers for more info. We're podcasting episode 122 from the Aquarius Home Services studio. We invite you to subscribe to the Go Gopher podcast. It's free to subscribe and free to listen. In fact, you can go back and listen to Go Gopher podcasts from previous weeks. Last week, for example, we spoke with Golden Gopher head football coach P.J. Fleck, who made his Go Gopher podcast debut last week. It's a great listen with a lot of pertinent and timely info on the Gopher football program and some great insight into P.J. Fleck as well. Go back and have a listen. This week, we're talking Golden Gopher golf with Golden Gopher golfer Ben Warnion, who will join me next.
I'm Clay Geary, walk-on turned scholarship wide receiver for Gopher football.
And I'm Ben Utek, U of M alumni, Super Bowl champion, and Tony Dungy Uncommon Award winner.
We understand championship culture, which is why we're part of the True North family of companies.
True North invests in only elite teams, like the champion team at Sunbelt Business Advisors, Minnesota's largest seller of companies. To learn more about True North and our diverse family of independently owned companies, visit TrueNorthEquityPartners.com.
Beta Bay Boat Club offers a limited number of season-long memberships in our private club and half-day or full-day pontoon boat rentals on Lake Minnetonka. Members have the opportunity to play on luxurious pontoon boats, as well as a variety of well-appointed deck boats, speed boats, and offshore boats. Our daily pontoon boats are deluxe, custom-built boats with many amenities and comfortable seating for up to 14 people. Beta Bay Boat Club, Country Club Boating, 24 years in business and voted Minnesota's best 3 years in a row. Please visit us at betabayboatclub.com for more information. We look forward to welcoming you this summer.
It's episode 122, the Go Gopher podcast. Ben Warnion is our guest, and he joins us from Windsong. You'll hear some birds maybe chirping in the background. He's getting ready for some golf there. He'll have some even more important golf later in the week out in California. He has qualified for the NCAA Championship. And Ben, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you as well, Mike. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, man, you are on a hot streak. How's it feel to be hitting the ball the way you're hitting it?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun last month or so. Yeah, I feel like I'm trending in the right direction for sure. Really looking forward to the week ahead. Yeah, I feel like my game is in a good spot, and if I can really take care of the rest of my preparation here, yeah, I feel like I'll have a really good chance to have a solid week down there.
Yeah, and how important or how meaningful is it to one just have the accomplishment of making the NCAA championship? You look at the Gopher history books, and Minnesota's had a storied tradition of golf, but it's not been a lot of guys that have been able to take it through the track that you took it in terms of an individual having to, you know, get that top spot.
Yeah, it's a tremendous honor, certainly an honor that I am flattered by and grateful for. With, like you said, with the caliber of players that have come through this program, you know, the Angus Flanagans, the James McClains. It's certainly an honor to kind of be able to earn something like this and achieve something like this. And yeah, certainly not something I take for granted and something I intend on taken advantage of this week.
Yeah, and certainly as we get later in the show, I want to ask you about the golf course and kind of what your hopes and goals are as you look ahead. But you're out at Winsong. You're at a charity event today, is that right?
Yeah, so it's an organization called College Golf Fellowship. One of the the head of the Midwestern chapter is a Gopher alum, John Dutois. So yeah, well, me and a couple of my other teammates as well are out here supporting him, and out here gonna be hitting some tee shots for some groups for the scramble, and just having a great day.
Yeah, I would need your tee shot as well if I were playing in that event out there. Beautiful course for sure. I know the Laymans at one point were connected with that. Are they still connected to Winsong Farms?
Yes. So Tom Lehman, not really, but he has a brother, Jim, who he plays out here regularly. He's still one of the best kind of senior amateurs in the state. And he still plays out here regularly and is very, very involved with things out here. And yeah, Tom was involved pretty deeply with the design out here. And actually he's designing they just added a second 18 holes as well that Tom is designing as well. So that will open up, I believe, at the end of the year. I think they're targeting October for an opening day, like October 1st. He's been pretty involved with that for sure.
Yeah. What a great course out there for sure. And you can hear the birds chirping. It's Monday morning, by the way, as we chat. So everyone, I think, is still trying to wake up as we chat this morning after the Timberwolves win last night. Did you stay up and watch that Sunday night game?
Oh, my gosh. That was incredible. That was incredible. I mean, it's, you know, as a Minnesota professional sports fan, right? Like your expectations, especially when you see that first half, you're like, oh, well, you know, we gave it a great run. We got to game seven, at least, you know, of the Western semis, like, oh, all right, we'll see what we can do next year. And just the fact that we were able to come back and do it is, I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, I almost went to bed. I really did. And then I thought, well, let's see if they can. Let's see.
I was right with you there, Mike. I was right with you.
And they end up making the run. And then once it, you know, got to nine, and pretty soon it was six. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden they're leading. And then they just kind of ran away with it at the end, which was pretty fun. Did you play basketball in addition to your golf ever, youth or up through the ranks?
Yeah, a little bit. So I played through my freshman year of high school. And when I was starting left bench for my freshman year high school team the whole year, I figured it was probably time to hang it up and maybe give golf a little bit more time. Figured to probably have better chances with golf.
Dial in on that beautiful left-handed swing of yours for sure. No doubt. All right. So I know a lot of golfers. I golf some. I'm not very good, and I do not have a great ability to remember holes, or like I'll play a course for the third or fourth time, and someone will say, "Hey, do you?" So here you got to do this and that, and I'm like, I don't even remember it. Most golfers that are highly skilled remember everything about every hole, it seems. So I want to go back to the regionals at Stanford, because you needed to, you needed to be the top finisher. It's kind of a weird setup. So there's teams that are involved, and if the team advances, then everyone gets to go. But you went by yourself. I mean, obviously you were representing the school, but you qualified on your own. And so when that happens, you have to be like the top spot of anyone not attached to a team. So one guy goes, and you got that. You were able to do that. 11 under par over the three rounds. So I just want to individually ask you about each one of the rounds and what was working. So let's talk about, I mean, we don't have to talk, you don't have to give me a half hour in each round, but 5 under par opening round, it had to feel good to get off to a good start. And you know, the opening round's so important. You're now in the thick of it right off the bat.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, 100%. Like a good start is always, always helps things. Just, you know, obviously makes things kind of a lot easier for the last couple of days. I mean, it was a really solid start. It was a round that really felt pretty easy. I hit it really good, especially kind of first half of the round. Actually turned in 5 under, which was really nice. And then, kind of flatlined on the back nine a little bit, gave myself tons of looks, but just didn't quite convert. So, you know, it was actually a round that, you know, I was probably, you know, 5 red was probably one of the higher scores I could have shot, considering how I hit it and how many kind of really good birdie opportunities I gave myself. But yeah, I mean, nevertheless, it was, you know, it's always good to get off to a start like that. And I believe I was two shots off the lead after that round as well. So yeah, always good to kind of get yourself in the thick of it right off the bat. And yeah, I was really, really happy with how I hit the ball that day, for sure.
Then round two, it was a one under and kept yourself in contention again. So walk me through that round a little bit.
Yeah, that was a little uglier. That was a little bit of a battle, for sure. Yeah, did not hit it very good. Put myself in some interesting spots for sure. But yeah, just kept fighting and kept kind of grinding it out. And yeah, was able to you know, kind of score it decently, especially kind of coming down the stretch of the back nine. Was able to make a nice birdie on 16, and then kind of grind it out from there to just get into the house at one under, which, all things considered, with, you know, some of the shots I was hitting and some of the spots I was putting myself into, I was overall pretty happy with, just to kind of be able to, like you said, just fight it out and kind of keep myself in the conversation at least.
So you're six under through two, you know where you stand on the leaderboard going into the final round. What was your mindset? Did you put a number in your mind that you thought you'd have to hit to get to the spot you needed to get?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I mean, my first focus was to trying to get off to a really good start, you know, something like the first day and go out and give myself the best chance to win, to be honest with you. You know, I knew it was still possible. I knew especially if I drove it well with kind of how the golf course sets up for me, I could take it really, really well. So I certainly still believe I could win it. You know, I figured double digits under par was probably what it was going to take to, you know, kind of for sure make it as an individual. You know, there's a lot of good players kind of around me who would fall into that individual category, where I think I was tied with a couple guys, and there were a couple other really, really good players, you know, just kind of, I guess, one or two shots behind me. So, I mean, yeah, my first focus was kind of giving myself, the best chance to yeah, hopefully make a run at a win. And then, I guess plan B, just find a way to get to double digits and kind of hopefully let the rest take care of itself.
And you ended up 5 under for the third round, 11 under for the championship. So walk me through the round. How did it go? And at what point did you know, or did you have an idea what you know, as the round progressed, were you keeping an eye on the leaderboard as close as you could?
Yeah, I was watching, like, on the back nine, especially kind of with 6-7 holes to play. That was probably the first time I really looked. Kind of for the first 12 or so holes, was just kind of head down and kind of go grind. You know, it was a solid, again, another pretty solid start. You know, birdied one, kind of went on a little bit of a par stretch there, and then really had a nice finish to the back nine, birdieing 7 and 9 to turn in 7 and 8. I'm sorry, to turn in 4 under. And, then, you know, got a little bit unfortunate off of the 10th hole, kind of just pushed my drive a little bit, got stuck behind a tree and just kind of had to chip out and kind of take my medicine, take my bogey there, and then just kind of made a sloppy bogey on 11. And then, hole 12 really made a solid par there on a really tough hole. It was probably the toughest hole in the course. And then, on the 13th tee, that was the first time I really looked, kind of see where I stood. And, I knew that right, 13 was the lead. And at the time, I think 6 under was the best score posted, like, out of the Indies. So, I mean, you know, my goal still was to just try to find a way to get to 13, to be honest, just keep the pedal to the metal and keep playing really aggressive golf. For me, like, I found that a lot of not very good things happen when you kind of lay off the gas and just kind of try to just guide it in there and coast to the house. So I really just tried to focus on staying really aggressive the last 6 holes and gave myself 6 really good chances. You know, didn't convert on all of them, but I gave myself 6 really good birdie opportunities, and overall it ended up working well for the individual qualifier.
And away you go now to the NCAA. By the way, the regionals were out in California as well at Stanford. How's that course?
Beautiful golf course. Yeah, it's really good. It's one of the best true, like, university golf courses I've played. So that's basically, like, their version of Les Bolstad. So, like, it's their university course. Like, students can play out there, you know, faculty, staff, and et cetera. Really, really cool golf course. You know, pretty demanding off the tee. Certainly some tee shots that are a little narrower, some blind tee shots as well. So, It certainly tests you off the tee, but if you're able to put the ball in the fairway pretty consistently, you can really attack. A lot of greens that are fairly benign and pretty gradual in terms of slope, and then the greens are just super super pure as well. You can make a ton of putts. So it was really enjoyed the golf course overall.
And so now you make it. Once you figure out, okay, I'm in. What was the emotion like then out in Stanford?
Yeah, it was exciting. For me, it's right as a senior. This is kind of my last ride, right? The last go at it. So yeah, I was excited that, I didn't have to call myself a Gopher alum quite yet. I could get one more week. Yeah. So it was really exciting. And then, certainly, kind of on a macro scale, having a chance to compete in a national championship and compete for a national championship is very, very exciting.
Gophers, as we mentioned, have a really good tradition of golf. But the last time anyone's competed in the NCAA championships, regionals often, you in fact last year regional as well, but the last time NCAA championship was when the team qualified back in 2007. And then the last Gopher, if we look this up right, that did it the way you did it in terms of having to be that top individual guy not attached to a team was almost 3 decades ago, 28 years ago, if my math is right, 1996, Rob Kerr. So, I mean, you're in pretty exclusive company here in terms of the path that you were able to take.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like I said earlier. Yeah, certainly flattered and humble and grateful for the opportunity that was earned for sure. And honestly, it's been kind of cool to see what Bell McCauley on the women's team's been doing. Two national championship appearances in a row is very impressive to say the least. And she's been kind of showing us how it's done lately for sure. So it's been nice to kind of take a little inspiration from her as well. And kind of give myself a pretty cool opportunity coming up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Back-to-back weeks, we'll have Gophers in the NCAA as she completed her last round yesterday. As we talk again, it's Monday morning here. Now, your game has been good. We mentioned the second team All-Big Ten. I haven't mentioned that yet. We're second team All-Conference, and then you got that big win with a school record 15-under out in Ohio in April. What has been going well right now, if you could pick your strengths? What's been the key for the way your game's going?
Yeah, to be honest, Mike, it's been kind of just kind of a slow build for me, I feel like. In the fall, over the winter and kind of earlier this spring, I put in a lot of time, certainly a lot of reps, and I've kind of seen at certain times, like some certain shots that I've been able to hit that I haven't been able to hit in years past, and kind of been able to put together, certain stretches of really, really good golf. But it's just kind of putting it together for, 9 or 18 holes or maybe even 27 holes, but just not being able to quite put it together for 54 holes and just put together, a complete tournament of just really, really solid golf and just kind of putting together everything I've been working on. And for the most part, that really kind of took place at, back a couple weeks ago in Toledo, at Miami of Ohio's tournament. That was kind of the first week it kind of really started coming together and was able to have a really good week scoring the ball. And then certainly didn't have the week I was hoping to have at Big Tens, but I knew it was the pieces were still there to go out and have a really good week regionals. It's just kind of been just a really slow build, just kind of a accumulation of kind of the last 4 years of kind of work and reps and just staying really consistent with it. So overall, I'd say putting's probably the part of my game that feels best right now, to probably more directly answer your question.
Yeah.
I felt like at Stanford, especially, had a really good week with speed on the greens just gave a lot of putts a really good chance to go in. So yeah, certainly hoping to kind of continue that here next week.
When you talk about putting together a 54 hole tournament and being consistent for 3 straight days or what have you, do you think some of it has just come with age too, just experience and understanding, as you grow older, how to manage a course or how to manage emotions or those kind of things?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. It's like, right, I think, when I was younger, right, especially mentally, it was so much easier for me to kind of get ahead of myself and, right, really start thinking about the results way too early in the tournament and just kind of take myself out of my process and the controllables because of that. And I think, right, with experience, the more tournaments I've played, like, first of all, I've realized kind of what I really need to work on to be a successful golfer in terms of like technique and certain parts of my game. And then mentally just, putting a lot more value and just staying in the present, staying in the moment, just kind of focused on what's in front of me. And, that has certainly helped with experience for sure.
And confidence, right? You hit a couple of good ones and then you put a round together and then it's two rounds. And whether it's over the course of 4 years or whether it's over the course of maybe the last 3 months, confidence is maybe the most important factor if you have the skills in golf, right?
100%. Yeah. It's and right. That comes from the preparation too. A lot of it does for me at least. And certainly being able to kind of apply that preparation, apply the skills I've been working on in practice in a tournament situation and be able to do that successfully there's no bigger confidence boost than that. Right. And that's why we do it. That's why we do what we do.
Indeed. Let me chat real quickly about our sponsor. Then we'll get back to our guest, Ben Warian here. Affinity Plus is your local federal credit union, proudly serving Minnesota since 1930. If you're a current Gopher student or a proud Gopher alum, you're eligible to join this financial that wants to build a meaningful banking relationship and put you first. You can meet with a local employee at any of their branches statewide. There's one right near campus as well on University Avenue in Minneapolis. You can find out more and connect this way, affinityplus.org/gogophers. That's affinityplus.org/gogophers. They have an award-winning mobile app as well, so check that out. Affinity Plus, Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. It's episode 122, and Ben Warian's with us from Windsong Farms. He's getting ready for a charity event today as we record on Monday. Friday, he'll have opening round action of the NCAA Championship in Carlsbad, California. The Omni La Costa, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, resort is the host facility. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing the golf course in person. It's a golf course that certainly has a lot of history. Used to host the Tournament of Champions way back in like the 80s and 90s for the PGA Tour, and then hosted the match play event for the PGA Tour for a couple of years, kind of early 2000s. And yeah, really cool looking golf course. Was just recently renovated by Gil Hance, who's a kind of a very, very renowned kind of more modern day architect, certainly done a lot of cool projects over the last 5-10 years. And yeah, like from what I've seen in terms of kind of like on some the research I've done with some flyovers and stuff, yeah, golf course looks really good. Looks like it's going to be probably fairly open off the tee. There'll be certainly some tee shots to pay attention to. But yeah, overall, it looks like it's going to kind of be a second shot golf course. A lot of really cool greens complexes because the renovation that was done has been so recent. Actually, the course is just opening for the first time this year. So since the renovation. So because of that, I expect it to be playing pretty firm and fast, like especially the greens to be playing pretty firm and fast. So yeah, certainly being able to control my distances and control trajectory into the greens is going to be huge. And yeah, I get, speed putting and having hitting putts with proper speed is going to be very important as well.
How much, I remember last year we talked about this, you were playing in the regional up in Michigan, and I asked you how you tried to scout the courses, and you said you'd go online, and you just mentioned flyover. I'm assuming you didn't actually take the flyover, that you were just looking at some video maybe of a flyover, but how much time do you maybe put in on your laptop or on your cell phone to take a peek at a course before you play it, and this one in particular?
Yeah, like a course like this that I haven't seen and truly like, yeah, don't I'm not very familiar with. Yeah, probably half hour beforehand just to kind of get a at least like a preliminary game plan and kind of an expectation of how certain holes will play, and then I at least kind of have some sort of an idea going into the practice round that I can kind of go off of for. Yeah, how certain holes, how certain shots going to be played, and then I can certainly make adjustments as needed in the practice round. But right, it's just kind of trying to make life as easy as possible in the practice round, and try to really already have a game plan in place, and then so I can kind of focus most of my attention in the practice round, just getting a really good feel for how the golf course is playing, like how the greens are rolling, how, you know, certain lies might be pulling out of the rough, you know, how the ball's reacting, what's hitting the green, stuff like that.
And when you, I mean, you're busy, obviously, you're coming off of the regional, you've got the charity event today, you'll be, it was out in California, then you're back, charity event today. When do you head back west, and when, and how many practice rounds will you get in before Friday?
Yeah, so I'll head out on Wednesday. We're projected to arrive Wednesday afternoon. And yeah, we'll see. I'll only have one practice round Thursday. Hoping to maybe get out to the golf course for a little bit of practice on Wednesday. I'm not sure what kind of what that will look like, because Wednesday is actually the final day of the Women's National Championship. So not sure like what that will look like in terms of if practice facilities will even be open. But ideally, I would love to get out there again to just kind of get a preliminary idea of how the greens are rolling, how, you know, if they're firm, if they're soft, you know, kind of how they're reacting. So just to kind of get like a little bit of an idea beforehand, again, to just make Thursday a little bit easier. But yeah, only one practice round on Thursday, and then we'll get things started Friday.
And then as you go through the practice round, you take a lot of notes, or mostly mental, or do you write some stuff down on a notebook?
Yes, certainly a lot of notes, especially kind of with targets off of tee boxes and intentions there, just trying to be as specific as possible, just so I can have a clear game plan that I can reference during the tournament and just have clear, you know, specific stuff written down on how to play certain holes. And then certain stuff around it on the greens as well. Like this is a good place to miss it to this pin, or like this putt is really fast, stuff like that. Yeah. Just to try to make life as easy as possible in the tournament.
What is your mindset and what's your goal as you head into it? What do you think, you know, if you're hitting the ball well, where do you want to, you know, do you want to try to be at the top of the leaderboard, or how do you mentally approach that?
Yeah, no, certainly, you know, every week my goal is to give myself a chance to win kind of coming down the back nine of the final day. Kind of everything I do leading up to that is going to be to prepare to give myself the best chance to do that. And then kind of everything, right, with my physical practice and what I'm doing here, you know, kind of more at home, is to get myself kind of prepared to handle the pressure of being in the hunt, kind of coming down the back nine, and really prepare to kind of put my best foot forward, you know, if I do find myself in that situation. And then kind of from there, right, you know, golf is a game where there's certainly quite a few uncontrollables. Once you get yourself into contention, it's just kind of seeing how the dice fall, basically. And just as long as you control the controllables really well and give yourself ample opportunities, that's kind of all you can do. Right. And then from there, it might come down to a certain bounce one way or another. But that's golf. Right. So you just gotta find a way to give myself a chance coming down that back nine.
What's the format of the tournament? I know if it's like the women, it's a multi-day, and then there's a cut on the final,
yep,
the second to last day. Is that right?
You got it. Yeah. So it's everybody will play the first 3 days, and then going into the final day, there'll be a cut. I think it's basically like it's the top half of the teams. And then it's basically, I think there's like 10 individuals, that are not on the top half of the teams that'll go on. So basically it'll be just kind of top half of the field that's cut kind of going, or that makes it, I should say, to the final day.
Gotcha. A couple of quick questions here, just a couple of minutes more with Ben Warrion here on episode 122. Take us all the way back. When did you first realize that golf was going to be something you could be pretty good at? When did you first pick up a club, and then when did it kind of sink in? Like, okay, I'm okay here. I can hit this thing.
Yeah, that's so. I would say I picked up a club. Probably when I was like two or three for the first time. Both of my parents just love golf, so they were very, very keen to kind of get me into it and kind of see what I thought. And, played a little bit as a kid, played, you know, a little bit competitively, kind of head more into like middle school, but yeah, like still played basketball as well on the side. So probably wasn't completely committed to it. And it probably wasn't until freshman year where I kind of started to believe that, you know, I really could be good if I started to put some time in. And then, kind of fell in love with it from there. That was kind of started to really love to practice and kind of love the process. And, Yeah, really have Yeah, enjoyed it ever since.
Yeah, and we talked last year about the idea you stayed home. You're from Stillwater, went to Hill Murray, and you in that interview, I recall, said you called yourself a bit of a late bloomer in high school. So maybe didn't have a ton of opportunities in terms of, hey, you can pick from 50 schools or what have you.
And
It was Minnesota, and then what a great stroke of fortune then for both the Gophers and for you, because you've been able to represent your home state, and the Gophers have gotten a lot out of their home state golfer here with all you've accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I was certainly a late bloomer, would fall into that category. I would probably fall into that category for kind of the college career as well. Certainly probably a little bit of a slower start my freshman and sophomore year. And then, yeah, kind of finally started to find my stride last year, which has been fun for sure. But yeah, it's been a tremendous blessing for sure to be able to represent my home state, wear the maroon and gold, and stay home and kind of give Minnesota everything I have to offer. So it's been really, really an honor to do it. And yeah, I've been very, very grateful for the last 4 years. Yeah, for sure.
You've got one more. I wasn't sure if you had a COVID year left or not, where you could come back next year, but this is it for you then, right?
This is it. Yeah. We're back to the old 4 year clock. Yeah. I have the tremendous misfortune of having the normal 4 year college career. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so this is the, this is the last year.
What's next for you then? Let's hope you have a great opportunity and a great chance to be competitive in the, this week coming up out in California. And then what's next for you in golf?
Yeah. So next for me is I'm going to remain an amateur for the summer. And then at the end of the summer, I'm going to turn professional and, kind of pursue my opportunities there and kind of give that next chapter everything I have as well.
And last one, you're still contending for a spot in the US Open, is that right?
That is right. Yep, all of sectional qualifier will be on June 3rd.
Gotcha. Very good. Man, you could have a heck of a summer, huh?
Yeah, hoping for it for sure. Yeah, kind of looking forward to the next few months. Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be fun.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. I know you're very busy. You've got all kinds of stuff going on to fit us in here while you're sitting out there. It was great backdrop too with the birds chirping and the golf getting ready. And hey, best of luck out in California.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate you having me on.
All right, Ben Warrion's our guest. It's episode 122.
My thanks to Ben Warrion for being my guest on the Go Gopher podcast during a really busy time for him as he gets ready for the NCAA championship. I hope you enjoyed hearing from him as much as I enjoyed chatting with him, and certainly best of luck to Ben as he gets ready to head west. Episode 122 is presented by Sunbelt Business Advisors and True North Mergers and Acquisitions. If you're buying or selling a business, visit sunbeltminnesota.com or tnma.com. We're also partnered with Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, a locally member-owned full-service financial invested in you. You can learn more at affinityplus.org/gogophers. That's affinityplus.org/gogophers. They have an award-winning mobile app as well, so check that out. Again, I'd invite you to listen to past podcasts, and right now, please click the subscribe button to the Go Gopher podcast. It's free to subscribe and free to listen at any time. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please share some positive feedback with everyone, and please share the link to the podcast with others so they can subscribe and listen as well. We'll talk again next week.